This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. An emergency spending bill to provide billions of dollars in new security assistance for Ukraine and Israel was blocked in the U.S. Senate on Wednesday as Republicans pressed their demands for tougher measures to control immigration at the U.S. border with Mexico. The vote was 49 in favor to 51 against, leaving the $110 billion measure short of the 60 votes needed in the 100-member Senate to move the bill to a final debate, threatening President Joe Biden's push to provide new aid before the end of the year. The bill will provide about $50 billion in new security assistance for Ukraine, as well as money for humanitarian and economic aid for the government in Kyiv, plus $14 billion for Israel as it battles Hamas in Gaza. Australia and Papua New Guinea signed a bilateral security agreement on Thursday in the Australian capital of Canberra. The deal is designed to bolster Papua New Guinea's internal security through more assistance in policing, defense, and the judiciary as the Pacific Island's largest nation seeks to develop its economy. Papua New Guinea Prime Minister James Marape said their agreement showed the Pacific neighbors are brother and sister nations, but insisted Port Moresby would not take sides in the increasing competition between Western nations and China in the region.
Our major foreign policy is friends to all, enemies to none remains. And it's never picking a side. We have specific aspects of relations with every nation we choose to, with Australia, with USA. Those are the relations we picked, and it's never at the expense of our relationships elsewhere.
The deal comes months after Papua New Guinea signed a defense deal with the United States to upgrade its military bases, while it is also boosting trade ties with China. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the deal continues to close bonds for